Klaus blinked and then looked all around him as if somebody had just dropped him in the middle of the mill. "Where am I?" he asked. "Oh, Klaus," Violet said in relief, "you're here with us."
"Drat," Dr. Orwell said. "He's unhypnotized. How in the world would a child know a complicated word like inordinate?" "These brats know lots of words," Shirley said in her ridiculously fake high voice. "They're book addicts. But we can still create an accident and win the fortune."
"Oh, no, you can't," Klaus cried and stepped forward to push Charles out of the way.
"Oh, yes, we can,"
Foreman Fakutono said, and stuck his foot out again. You would think that such a trick would only work a maximum of 2 times. But in this case, you would be wrong. And in this case, Klaus fell to the floor again, his head clanging against the pile of debarkers and tiny green boxes.
"Oh, no, you can't,"
Violet cried, and stepped forward to push Charles out of the way herself.
"Oh, yes, we can,"
Shirley said in her silly high voice, and grabbed Violet's arm. Foreman Fakutono quickly grabbed her other arm, and the eldest Baudelaire found herself trapped.
"Oh, Tournoy!"
Sonny cried, and crawled toward Charles. She was not strong enough to push the log away from the saw, but she thought she could bite through his string and set him free.
"Oh, yes, we can,"
Dr. Orwell said, and reached down to grab the youngest Baudelaire. But Sonny was ready. Quickly, she opened her mouth and bit down on the hypnotist hand as hard as she could.
"Yak!"
Dr. Orwell shouted, using an expression that is in no particular language. But then she smiled and used an expression that was in French.
"En garde!"
En garde, as you may know, is an expression people use when they wish to announce the beginning of a sword fight. And with a wicked smile, Dr. Orwell pressed the red jewel on top of her black cane, and a shiny blade emerged from the opposite end. In just 1 second, her cane had become a sword, which she then pointed at the youngest Baudelaire orphan. But Sunny, being only an infant, had no sword. She only had her 4 sharp teeth, and, looking Dr. Orwell right in the eye, she opened her mouth and pointed all 4 at this despicable person. There is a loud clink noise that a sword makes when it hits another sword, or, in this case, a tooth. And whenever I hear it, I am reminded of a sword fight I was forced to have with a television repairman not long ago. Sunny, however, was only reminded of how much she did not want to be sliced to bits. Dr. Orwell swung her cane sword at Sunny, and Sunny swung her teeth at Dr. Orwell. And soon, the clink noises were almost as loud as the sawing machine, which continued to saw up the log toward Charles. Clink! Up, up, the blade inched, until it was only a hair's breadth. The expression, hair's breadth, here means a teeny tiny measurement, away from Charles's foot.
Klaus!
Violet cried, struggling in the grips of Shirley and Foreman Fakutono.
Do something!
Your brother can't do anything!
Shirley said, giggling in a most annoying way.
He's just been unhypnotized. He's too dazed to do anything. Foreman Fakutono, let's both pull. We can make Violet's armpit sore that way.